Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. This is Pastor Youngblood. We've got the Passion Play coming up this weekend at our church. It's going to be starting at 6 o'clock on Friday night. The Edwards family will be singing, and then we'll begin the play at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday night, the Jimmy Justice family will be helping us with our special singing, and then the Passion Play begins at 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday night, we've got the Reggie Sadler family coming in. They'll be singing for us, and then the Passion Play begins once again at 7 o'clock. We look forward to seeing you at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. That's our address. Come out and be a part of the Passion Play for 2024.
John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me in the book of Revelation. John saw me.
Because I have been saved and my sins are washed away. In the book of Revelation, John saw me. We read of this account in the Bible, how John was caught up in a dream. He saw them clothed in white raiment. I'm glad I'm saved by grace, and John saw me. John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me in the book of Revelation. John saw me.
Because I have been saved and my sins are washed away. In the book of Revelation, John saw me. Oh, the singing and shouting in heaven, saying worthy is the King. And someday I know I will join them, because I've been redeemed. John saw me. John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me in the book of Revelation. John saw me.
Because I have been saved and my sins are washed away. In the book of Revelation, John saw me. To that city where our Lord and Savior we shall see. And when we're there, we'll praise for countless ages. Oh, I'm happy for the day John saw me. John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me.
John saw me in the book of Revelation. John saw me.
Because I have been saved and my sins are washed away. In the book of Revelation, John saw me. Because I have been saved and my sins are washed away.
In the book of Revelation, John saw me.
Build an altar and offer burnt offerings on the altar. Well, there's at least three reasons for this action. Number one, they involve appreciation, adoration, and they involve atonement. Watch this. In appreciation to what God has done, Noah takes from the animals. He takes a select group of clean animals, and Noah begins to part them off to the side. And when Noah gets off the ark, we find Noah's attitude of appreciation in the fact that, yes, God's helped him build the ark. Yes, God's helped him get through the flood. But now we find him building an altar, and now he's turning his appreciation, his thankfulness, his gratitude to a holy God who helped him get through the whole thing. Amen. Well, I'm telling you this morning, he said this: thank God he's got me through the waters of death. Thank God. Hey, listen, the ark survived the storm. Amen. Noah's family survived the storm. The animals all survived the storm. Why? Because they were all connected to the ark, which God gave Noah. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning, that might not do anything for you. But I'm going to tell you something. Thank God I got a hold of this. I'm glad this morning I'm going to make it. And if you've been born again with the grace of God, you're going to make it. You say, why, preacher? Because we're connected to Jesus. Amen. The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's connected to a promise. Thank God we're going home one of these days. Boy, I tell you, look at the world scene right now. It's all gloom and doom. It's almost like the storms are hitting every side of the nations, the world itself. It looks horrible. But thank God, I tell you one thing about the church. The church ought to walk in. Amen. The church ought to be excited. The church ought to be up there singing with glory upon their soul. There ought to be a glow about you. Why? Because we know where we're going. We're not going down. No, we're going up. That altar points us in that direction. I'd say that Noah, when he got off the ark, thank God. Boy, I tell you, maybe he said, hey, we got to go get us some rocks. Huh? Yes. He is on the mountain already. He said, we got to get some rocks. Maybe them boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth said, what's wrong with him? He's running out there. What's he doing with them rocks? And one of them said, hey, Dad, what are you doing? Aren't you tired? Don't you need to take some rest? He said, oh, no. Praise God, I'm better than I've ever been. I've been strengthened. I've been revived. I've been helped while in the ark. But I tell you, I want it to stay with me. Amen. So we're going to build an altar. Amen. He said, boys, y'all go get us some rocks. They get around there, man, they start building that altar. They start putting it together. Now listen, I have no reference that any of these boys ever helped him build this altar. It says Noah built the altar. But I'm just imagining. We know that Noah built the ark too, but I'm imagining he probably had a little help, amen. I'm saying when you got a board on one end, you'd like to sure as nice to have somebody on the other end, amen. Praise God, but we have no reference to these balance helping whatsoever. But can you imagine, listen. As they're stacking up these rocks. I want to remind you, listen, we want to hoop and holler on it because we get the type. We get the picture. But I want to remind you that this altar is a place something's going to have to die. Amen. It's a place something's going to die. It's not long. He gets over there and he starts building that altar. Boy, that thankfulness is coming on, that appreciation. He's saying, God delivered us. Boy, God's took care of us. He's kept my family safe. My family's been secure from the storm. Listen, we don't have a scratch. We don't have a bruise. Thank God. God's taking good care of us while we went through this storm. Friend, I want to tell you this morning, may we never forget the price that has to be paid for deliverance. Did you hear what I said? Don't ever forget the price that had to be paid for your deliverance this morning. I want to remind you there's a hell out there. Oh, don't get on it, preacher. I don't like it to talk about that place, but I tell you, there is a literal place called hell. You say, are you afraid to preach on it? No, I'm not afraid to preach on it. Jesus spoke more about it, about hell, than he did heaven. But I want to tell you something. There's a place called hell, amen. And if you die, if you perish without Jesus, you're going to go to that place called hell. But there was a price that was paid, amen, for every man. Let me ask you a question. Who was the ark available to? It was available to everyone, but only one got an invitation and responded to that invitation to come in. Listen, you this morning, listen to me. You've been given an invitation. You've been given an invitation to come. Well, I tell you, you say, preacher, I'm too busy. I got too much things on my plate. I got too many things I'm going to do. And I want to tell you something. The only thing at the end of this thing that's going to matter is Jesus. You better invest right. You better put your hope where it needs to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we fail to worship God, it's because we fail to give him thanksgiving. I've often thought about this, and we don't have time to cover it all today, but I've often thought, you know the prodigal son. Most of you guys, how many of you guys know the story of the prodigal son? Even most people do. The father, he had two sons, the Bible says, you know. And the one asked for his inheritance before the father died. That was like asking for the father to die by asking for that inheritance before he was dead. Asking for something that was not his until his father died. We know that he went into the fire country, wasted all that he had. All those things. You know why? I thought about this one day. What would cause that prodigal to leave home? Was it, man, that far country? Was it, man, all of the lights? Was it all of the pleasures? Was it all the lust that was out there? Was it all the things that the world enticed? What would cause him to leave? It don't know me. It was something very simple. It was the fact that he didn't appreciate his father. It's the fact that, man, he lost the spirit of gratitude. It's the fact that, hey, y'all with me this morning? Boy, I'm going to tell you something. If you're thankful for what you got, amen, you'll stay with what you got, amen. But if you're ungrateful, if you get that bitter spirit about you, you will become ungrateful, and you'll be one who steps out there, and the next thing you know, you're saying, well, I deserve it. Yeah. No. Hey, man, listen, I want to remind us of where we are and who we are. We all deserve hell this morning and everything in it. It was simply by the grace of God, amen, and God's sacrifice that we get the opportunity to be saved and born again by the grace of God this morning. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for Jesus? Hey, man, that ought to help you, amen. Matthew Henry said this, those that have received mercy from God should be forward in returning thanks, And do it not of constraint, but willingly. We've talked about appreciation. Let me just talk about adoration for just a moment. What does that mean, adoration? It means this. Means deep love and respect. God has preserved Noah. He's protected Noah and his family because of listen, God's done all of these things not because he's a mean God. No, he's done all these things because he's a merciful God. He's done all these things because he's a loving God. Amen. You say, preacher, if God's so loving, then why would he send anybody to hell? He don't. Right. What? He don't. It's your rejection. Right. Jesus made a way for you to go to heaven, but if you reject him, the only way to heaven, you're going to perish because, friend, you rejected him, the only way to heaven. Got to have him this morning. He'll never send anybody here. It's you and your rejection to God that does those things. This is an adoration. Think about this. But Noah also makes an altar, and he gives an offering unto the Lord to show honor and love and respect for all that God's done for him. I like what A.P. Gibbs said right here about worship. He said that worship is the overflow of a grateful heart under a sense of divine favor. Wow, ain't that awesome? Praise God. You say, preacher, when we get in the choir, sometimes it just feels like things begin to overflow. Hallelujah. Yes, it ought to feel like that. That's what true worship's all about. If he's living on the inside, he's going to eventually bubble up and come on the outside. Amen. Without a doubt. He goes on. He said this morning. A.P. Gibbs went ahead and said this. He said, once again, he said, worship's not something which has to be laboriously pumped up, but it is that which springs up and overflows from a heart filled with a sense of greatness and goodness of God. Can I tell you, I worry about these places that try to pump and prime worship, and man, they'll say the same thing seven times and hope that you're going to get a hold of it, and they'll bring out that strange cloud and strange lights and strange pops and booms and all kinds of things. Listen, I will tell you something. True worship is found in the heart of the believer. You can't work it up, friend. That's why it happens on a Monday, amen. Down there pulling the buttons on a machine somewhere, and all of a sudden somebody, glory to God, I tell you, God is good. That's why you can go down to the bread aisle over there at Ingles and say, glory to God, I've got a Savior, amen, who's the bread of life. It just happens randomly. Anybody ever been somewhere and all of a sudden you get a thought? And I mean, sometimes it's in some of the most strangest times, you get a thought about the Lord, and I mean, you become thankful about how God saved you, and you just start to cry. And everybody's going, what's wrong? Are you going to be okay? I'm just fine, thank you. Hey, man, I'm just having a bit of fit. And they say, well, how can I help you? Oh, I've already been helped, amen. You know what I'm saying? Thank God that happens whenever that worship takes place and begins to just overflow in your life.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.